感谢主，让我们能够一起来赞美敬拜他。
Praise the Lord that we can together worship and praise Him.
实在是他不改变。
Indeed, He never changes.
我们周围的环境、人、事物都在改变。
The circumstances around us always change.
我上礼拜就学了一个功课。
I learned a lesson last week.
我上礼拜需要带我女儿先走一步。
I need to bring my daughter early.
所以我就坐在后头。
So I sat behind.
我看了一个弟兄走进来，我就好像印象特别深刻。
There's a brother came in, deeply impressed me.
好像心里一个祷告就说，求主与他同在。
I asked, may the Lord be with him.
结果礼拜一我就收到 email 从他来的。
And Monday I received an email from him.
他说他要搬回 San Jose 跟大家说再见。
He said he wanted to move back to San Jose and say goodbye to us.
那礼拜五他就离开。
On Friday he left.
所以他就说，那就没有办法见面了。
He said maybe we won't see each other.
那我回去的时候，我姊妹跟我说，居然会他在找我。
And then my wife said he after the gathering he came to seek me.
但是因为我先走了，所以他也找不到我。
But because I left early, he couldn't find me.
所以我很宝贵，每一次我们可以主日在一起聚会。
So I treasure much when we gather together on Sunday.
因为我不晓得我们明天神要带我们去什么地方。
Because we don't know where God will lead us to tomorrow.
所以我们在用30秒钟的时间，我们跟周围人说：“神爱你，你好吗？”跟他问好一下。
30 seconds to say to one another, God loves you. How are you?
我们聚完会，我们还有时间，我们可以一起寒暄。
After the gathering, we have more time. We can say hello to one another.
上个主日，虽然我先走，但是我还是在网上我听了基弟兄的信息。
Although I left early last Sunday, I still listened to Brother Chi's message on the internet.
我有很深的感动。
I was deeply moved.
实在是保罗的祷告要成为我们的祷告。
Indeed, Paul's prayer shall be our prayer.
像在腓立比书上个礼拜所提到，就是保罗祷告，就是要我们的爱心在知识和各样见识上多而又多。
As in Philippians chapter 1 says that our love might increase with the knowledge and discernment.
使我把你们改成我们哈，使我们能分别是非。做诚实无过的人，直到基督的日子。
That you, I change the you to us, that we might discern what is good and evil until the day He comes.
希望这也是我们的祷告。
May that be our prayers too.
那我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow down and pray.
恩主，我们感谢你，是你自己聚集我们在这里。
Lord, we thank you for gathering us together.
我们求你今天开我们的眼睛。
We ask you today, open our eyes.
叫我们看到你所要我们看到的。
That we may see what you want us to see.
愿你自己的荣耀在这边显现。
May your glory be manifested here.
我们等候在你面前。
We wait upon you.
祷告祈求都是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我想耶稣医好瞎子的故事我们大概看过好几遍。
I know we have read many times the story how Jesus healed the blind.
而且他也不只医过一个人，有医过许多的人。
And he has healed more than one blind man.
所以今天我们回到第九章，在约翰福音里面描述的这有一个生来就瞎眼的人。
Today, as we look at John chapter 9, here there is a man blind from birth.
耶稣走过去的时候看到这样一个人，然后门徒就开始问一些问题。
And as Jesus walked by, disciples saw this man and they asked him questions.
到底是这个人生来是瞎眼的，是谁犯的罪？是他自己犯的罪呢，还是他父母？
Really, who have sinned, this man or his parents?
因为他们觉得就是 如果一个人身上有缺欠，还是说遇到这样啊不好的事情的时候，一定是有什么罪在后面。
Because they think when a man has defect, there must be a sin behind.
可能是他自己的罪，可能是他父母或者是祖先的罪。
Maybe his or his parents or his ancestors.
所以他今天才有这样的遭遇。
So that he's in that such condition.
但很奇妙的，耶稣说。既不是这个人犯的罪，也不是他父母。
But interestingly, Jesus replied, "Neither this man nor his parents."
这件事是要在他身上显出神的作为来。
But this happened so that the work of God might be displayed in his life.
那我们知道，耶稣也可以说，你眼睛张开就张开了。
And we know Jesus could have said, "Open your eyes, and the eyes will be open."
但是这回他用的方法不一样。
But this time he used different method.
他从口里吐了唾沫
，He spit on the ground，
然后再从地上就是拿和了一些土
，From the ground made some mud，
抹在这个瞎眼人的眼上
，And mixed and put it on the man's eye，
结果叫他去希罗亚池，就是去那边洗一下
，And then say go wash in the pool of Siloam，
他一洗回头就看见了。
And as the man went and washed, and he returned, and he could see.
好像还有一个过程。
As if there is a process.
他可以说你眼睛张开，我想他应该可以张开。
He could have said, "Open your eyes, and the eyes shall be open." I think.
因为其他的医治就是这样张开的。
Because other incidences, it was so healed.
这边在主医治的时候，主耶稣还说了一些话。
But here, as the Lord healed, he also said some words.
他说第一个当然是他说要在这个瞎眼生来瞎眼的人身上显出神的作为来。
First, of course, he said, the work of God might be displayed in his life.
还有一件事，他说要趁着白日，我们必须做那差我来者的工。
And as long as it is day, we must do the work of him who sent me.
他说黑夜将到就没有人能做工了。
Night is come when no one can work.
而且他继续说我在世上的时候是世上的光。
And he continued, while I'm in the world, I'm the light of the world.
他讲了这些话以后，他把这个瞎子就是送到希罗亚池去洗。
And then after this, he sent that man to the pool of Siloam.
希罗亚翻出来就是奉差遣的意思。
Which translated as sent.
好像跟他讲的话有点相符合。
It matches his saying.
第九章在约翰福音里面其实是第八章的继续。
Chapter 9 of the Gospel of John is the continuation of chapter 8.
你们大概还记得上一次我们讲到他也说他是世上的光。
And you probably remember last time we said he is the light of the world.
跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。
Whoever follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light.
今天他继续在这边说，我就是世上的光。
And then today, here he continues, I am the light of the world.
所以好像他在这边，他要跟世人讲一些什么事情。
So he has something to tell the world.
我们知道这个生来瞎的人，他眼睛医好以后他所遭遇的逼迫可能比先前还大。
We know this man was greatly persecuted after he was healed.
他先前可能就是很寂寞，站在一个路边或者是房角在那边讨饭。
Before he probably were just lonely and sitting beside the corner or beside the road and begging.
今天他眼睛可以看见了，却变成众人话语或者是控告的把柄。
But today he's healed and he became persecuted by all men.
如果你知道这个故事的话，他被询问了好多次。
If you know the story, he was inquired multiple times.
甚至还有人问他说，你是不是当初那个瞎眼在那边要饭的？
And some even said, weren't you that blind man?
还有人有把这件事情又就是告到法利赛人那边去。
And there were some brought the matter to the Pharisees.
法利赛人他们是知道神的律法，但是却不晓得神的恩典。
Those Pharisees, they knew the law of God, but they didn't know the grace of God.
他们寻找的只是罪，有没有做错。
They only search for if you have sinned, if you have done wrong.
Oh, 结果他们找到了。
And then they found.
他说耶稣是在安息日时候做了这件事。
They said Jesus did this in the Sabbath day.
不得了，这个是犯了大法。
That's a big deal.
他们就是觉得安息日他们不能做些什么事情。
Because they thought in the Sabbath you cannot work.
结果他们把这瞎子叫来问了两次。
So they brought this blind man, asked him twice.
甚至连他的父母都叫来问。
Even brought his parents.
他父母只说这是我的儿子。
Parents just said, "This is my son."
我们也知道他生来就看不见。
We know he was born blind.
其他事情你自己去问他。
And everything else, ask him.
因为他已经成年了。
Because he's an adult.
他自己可以回答。
He could answer you.
因为他们也是怕，就是他们会被赶出这会堂。
Because they were afraid they would be chased away.
所以他们好像还在那个宗教的捆绑里面。
So they were in the bound of religion.
或者是在律法的捆绑里面。
The bound of the law.
他们很怕，就是好像这个被赶出去以后就跟神永远隔绝。
They were afraid to be driven away, to be separated from God.
为什么这是一件好事？今天一个瞎眼可以看见被医治，怎么反倒变成这样一个大的，好像一个控诉的事情发生
？Why a good matter became such a almost a persecution？
那你这样讲的话，就是那最好耶稣也不要做这件事情了。
And if it was so, Jesus shouldn't have healed this man.
那这样的话就不会好像一个大的一个搅扰。
It wouldn't stir, make such a stir.
今天这个瞎子眼睛开了。
This blind man's eye was open.
他可以看见了。
He could see.
结果他被赶出会堂。
But he was driven away from the synagogue.
是不是他就与神隔绝的呢？
Is he separated from God?
我们知道这故事的后半段。
We know the latter part of the story.
耶稣听说他们把他赶出去，后来遇见他。
And when Jesus heard they thrown him out, he went and found him.
其实英文讲的比较准确，耶稣去找这个人。
Actually, English said Jesus went to find him.
不是偶尔在路上又碰见了。
They didn't just encounter on the road.
耶稣是定义去找这个人。
Jesus set his mind to find this man.
好，问他什么问题呢？
What did he ask?
好，没有问他说你以后到哪里聚会？
Did he ask where are you going to meet God?
你现在看见了，你是不是可以去找个工作做了？
Now you can see, do you want to find a job?
以后不要再去要饭了。
Don't go begging.
好像没有，他第一句问就说你信神的儿子吗？
No, the only thing he said, do you believe in the Son of God?
NIV 是说 Son of Man, 但是原来的意思是 Son of God.
NIV says 神的人子， but the original says 神的儿子。
谢谢。那这个瞎子他说啊，主啊，谁是神的儿子叫我信他呢？
And this blind man said, Sir, who is he that I may believe him?
耶稣说你已经看见他，现在和你说话的就是他。
Jesus said, You have now seen him. In fact, he is the one speaking with you.
其实我们这一阵子以来，我们一直看主耶稣一直在说我是那位我是。
And we have been looking at Jesus says I am who I am.
我们知道从摩西他在荆棘里面看到这神的荣耀以后，
Ever since Moses saw the glory of God among the thorns,
神要给他一个 job.
God gave him a job.
他不敢接受，
He dare not to take it.
他要问神说你叫什么名字呢？
He asked GodWhat's your name?
所以我去的时候，人家问我，我可以回答。
That when I go, people ask, I can answer them.
那时候神就跟他讲，我是那我是。
Then God said, I am who I am.
我想约翰福音里面，约翰这个门徒他写耶稣我是写的最清楚的。
And in the book of John, John wrote very clear about Jesus. He is.
如果我们不知道他是什么的话，我们不会宝贵这位主耶稣基督。
If we do not know who he is, we wouldn't treasure him.
如果我们知道他是那一位的话，我们才会来敬拜他，像这个瞎子一样。
And only when we see he is the one, we will worship him like this blind. And we can believe.
我们也可以接受他,
we can receive him.
所以我们这一连串下来,
so in this series of messages, starting from he is the bread of life.
他是那生命的光,
he is the light of life.
还有就是他是那生命的活水,
he is the living water.
今天他要这眼睛可以看见的瞎子看到他是神的儿子。
And then today, through this blind man, he wants him to see he is the Son of God.
我们看到这宝贝的时候，我们才知道主耶稣是那样的宝贝。
When we see him, we would treasure him.
我们不会看到就是旁边他的医治而已。
We won't just see his healing.
或者是如何跟法利赛人辩论辩赢了。
Or we won't just quarrel with the Pharisees. If we don't see this is the Son of God, we wouldn't treasure what we could see.
有一年我回去我的家乡,
one year I went back to my homeland.
有一位以前非常照顾我们的, 亲戚, 他已经年纪很大,
there is a relative who used to take care of me, and he was very old then.
他实在是很关心我, 从我, 小的时候, 我就记得他, 一直到我出国留学, 他一直是勉励我。
Indeed, he cared much about me ever since I was born until when I left to the United States.
我那年回去, 他只能躺在床上跟我说话。
That year when I went back, he was lying in the bed.
然后说完话的时候他说, 我有一样东西要送你。
He said something, and then after that he said, I have one thing to give you.
然后他就请就是他的太太, 就是也是我的亲戚了,
and he asked his wife
就把那个东西拿来,
to bring that to me.
他说, 圣修啊, 你不要小看这个东西。
He said, Robert, don't look down to this.
这是一个茶罐。
It is a teapot?
Something store the tea.
Oh, it's a container for storing tea. Tea can, every household has it.
好像不是很稀奇吧?
Not something special.
那他说你坐下。
He said, sit down.
他说这个茶罐是他20年前的时候去马来西亚买的。
He said, this tea can, he bought it 20 years ago in Malaysia.
他说这是马来西亚的,
it is a product, famous product from Malaysia.
我第一个听到就是, 这可能是,
and I thought maybe this is something good. We have someone from Malaysia.
因为我知道我家的茶罐大概最好的也不过是一个习作的。
I know the best one we have is made
by tin. 但他说这个是用锡做的，应该说是什么 zinc，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，tin，t 这个习惯, 他做得非常的严谨,
but this tin can was designed very well.
他说你把这罐子打开看看,
he said, try open this tin.
我就把这罐子打开,
I opened it.
我觉得奇怪,
I felt there is a drawing power.
它不是用转开的,
you don't turn it, you just pull it out.
结果我还要花一股力气才把它打开,
but you have to take, it takes you some effort to open it.
他说你再把那个关上,
he said, put it back.
我仔细把它关上,
I carefully put it back.
他说你把手拿开,
he said, move your hands away.
他说那个盖子会慢慢地沉下去,
and I saw the lid slowly went down.
原来是他做得那么样的精细,
it was very delicate.
空气不透,
The air doesn't leak out.
所以里面的茶放茶的话可以保存很久。
So the tea stored could be preserved for a long time.
哦，我才知道这个是一个宝贝。
Then I realized this is something precious.
不然茶缸我们每家都有吧。
Otherwise, we all have tin can.
你塑胶的什么都有。
Plastic, whatever.
但是这个确实很宝贵。
But that's a precious one.
而且更宝贵的是。 我下一次再回去我家乡的时候，这位疼我的这位亲戚已经被主接回去了。And
even more precious, the second time I went back, this relative was took away from by the Lord.
连这位就是他的太太，也是我亲戚，都被主接回去了。As
well as his wife.
前后大概只有三年四年时间。With
about 3 years apart.
那我每次看到这个习惯，我就宝贝。Every
time when I look at that tin can. I feel precious.
所以主今天也是要这位瞎眼能够看见的，能够宝贝一件事情。
And today the Lord wants this blind man to precious one thing.
当然是宝贝，就是他今天可以看见。
He precious his sight.
但今天要他看见什么东西呢？
But what does he need to see?
很多时候神他在这个物质上做的，他也反映在灵里面的事情。
Many times what God did us physically, it could be reflected in spiritually.
我们看到他看见以后却接受很多的压迫。
After he could see, he took much persecution.
可能是从宗教来的。
Maybe from religion.
或者是从律法来的。
Or from the law.
或者是从不信的人来的。
Or from the unbelievers.
我们再看一下其他主耶稣医治好的瞎子有没有这样的逼迫。
And we'll see some other healed blind men if they had similar persecutions.
我们看一下马可福音第十章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 10.
第46节到52节。
Verse 46 through 52.
这边我们看到耶稣在耶利哥的地方医好了另外一个瞎子叫做巴比买。
Here we see Jesus in the city of Jericho healed another blind man called Bartimaeus.
他也是一个讨饭的瞎子。
He was also a blind man, a beggar.
他坐在路旁。
He sat by the roadside.
他只能听见是拿撒勒人耶稣，就喊着说。
He heard it was Jesus of Nazareth. He began to shout.
大卫的子孙耶稣啊，可怜我吧。
Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me.
还有人说你。 不许他作声，你最好安静。
But many rebuked him and told him to be quiet.
但是他却越喊越大声。
But he shouted all the more.
我们知道耶稣他怎么医治他呢？
How Jesus healed this man?
我们看到就是耶稣叫他过来，然后他们就叫那瞎子对他说：“放心起来，他叫你了。”
And Jesus said, "Call him," and then they called this man, "Cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you."
我们的瞎子就丢下衣服跳起来走到耶稣那里。
The man throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus.
耶稣说要我为你做什么？
And Jesus asked, "What do you want me to do for you?"
瞎子说，拉波尼，我要能看见。
And the blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see."
耶稣说，你去吧，你的信救了你。
Go, Jesus said, "Your faith has healed you."
瞎子立刻看见了。
Immediately he received his sight.
就在路上跟随耶稣。
And followed Jesus along the road.
这次他好像没有用唾沫跟泥来医治。
This time Jesus didn't spit on the mud to heal him.
就说你去吧，你的信救了你。
And he just said, "Go, your faith has healed you."
这个瞎子还没有看见以前，他怎么喊耶稣呢？
Before the blind man could see, how did he cry Jesus?
他喊大卫的子孙。
He called him the son of David.
为什么他要喊大卫的子孙？
Why did he call him son of David?
这是有缘由来的。
There's story behind.
在旧约里面，他们一直相信，就是大卫的子孙里面有一位弥赛亚要来。
Throughout the Old Testament, they have believed that there is a son, the descendant of David. He is the Messiah, and he will come.
在几位大先知书里面都有提到。
In several major prophet books, he was all mentioned.
以赛亚, 耶利米, 跟以西结都有提到,
Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel.
我可以就quote一个人讲就可以了。
I will quote one person.
在以西结书第34章23节到24节,
Ezekiel chapter
34:23-24.
Says, I will place over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he will tender them. He will tend them and be their shepherd. The Lord will be their God, and my servant David will be prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken. At that time, David had passed away. So they knew that it was referring to the descendant of David, the Messiah.
这是一个牧人要照管他们,
he would be a shepherd to tender them.
要牧养他们,
tender them his shepherd, his flock.
也要做他们的神,
and be their God.
所以他们心目中里面，他们就在等候这位弥赛亚。
So in their hearts, they were waiting for this Messiah.
所以从他们心里面所呼喊出的，就是那最高他们等候的期待。
So deep in their heart, what they cry out is their expectation.
就像我们遇到难处的时候，我们需要帮忙的时候，我们喊出来，那个可能是我们最迫切的。
As if we're in the trouble, and when we need help, what we called out, that was probably what's the most urgent.
他们喊出来就是大卫的子孙啊。
And they called out, Son of David.
我记得我一个同事，一个朋友，他在Houston上班。
I remember I had a friend, he's in Houston working.
他说他有一次去医院看他的上司。
Once he went to hospital, visit his boss.
他上司已经就是病入膏肓了。
His boss was deeply, gravely sick.
他说他去病房还知道他上司是讲西班牙语的。
And when he went to the hospital room, he knew he was Spanish speaking.
他很痛苦, 那时候他喊什么呢?
He was very painful. What did he cry?
他说他在喊他妈妈。
He was crying his mom.
他说他觉得很为他, 难为情。
He felt embarrassed.
他说怎么会这样一个上司, 然后有这么大公司, 然后他这么在这样难处的时候在喊他妈妈。
He said, how come such a boss, when he's in trouble, calling his mom?
而且他是讲西班牙语的,
and he was Spanish speaking, he didn't know.
我们看到人在难处的时候,他们喊出的就是他们心里最期待的,最高的那个期待。
We know when someone's in trouble, when what they cry out is their most true expectation.
他们希望这帮助可以来解决他们的问题。
They hope their help, their helper can come and help them.
就像这瞎子巴迪马一样,
like this blind man Bartimaeus, he was calling Son of David.
这只是一个例子,
that's just an example.
在马太福音一样,
Book of Matthew, there are two blind men.
在马太福音第九章,
Matthew chapter 9,
27-31节,
verse 27. Chapter 9,
马太福音第九章27-31节。
27-31.
这边也是两个瞎子他们来跟着耶稣。
As Jesus went there, two blind men followed him.
他们怎么喊呢?
They called out.
一样,他们说大卫的子孙。
Same thing, have a son of David.
可怜我们吧。
Have mercy on us.
所以我们也知道耶稣也说,照着你们的信给你们成全吧。
And we know Jesus similarly said, according to your faith, be healed.
所以在犹太人当中,他们看到就是这大卫子孙是他们最高最高的期待。
So among the Jews, the highest expectation they are waiting for is the Son of David.
今天主耶稣来医治这位, 瞎眼的,就是在约翰福音第九章, 这位瞎眼的。Today,
in John chapter 9, Jesus came to heal this blind man.
他被赶出了,我们知道这个瞎子被赶出了,后来被赶出了会堂。
We know this blind man later was driven away from the synagogue.
耶稣去找他。
Jesus went to find him.
第一个问题，刚才我们已经问过，就是你信神的儿子吗？
The first question we've just looked at, do you believe in the Son of God?
你已经看见他，耶稣说。
You have already seen him.
现在和你说话就是他。
He is the one speaking with you.
你们所期待的那个大卫子孙，今天你看见就是他。
The Son of David, whom you have been expecting, is him.
如果我们今天眼睛看见，
If today our eyes can see,
我们看不见主耶稣。
We couldn't see Jesus.
主耶稣说，你就是瞎了。
Jesus said, then you're blind.
如果你愿意在主面前说，主，我看不见，求你开我的眼睛。
If you are willing to tell Jesus, Lord, I cannot see, please open my eyes.
你愿意这样的话，神就开你的眼睛。
If you are willing to do so, God will open your eyes.
这不是我说的，这是在约翰福音第九章四十节、四十一节所说的。
It's not what I said. It's John chapter 9, verse 40 and 41.
求主今天把我们转变从那传统等候里面。
May the Lord change us, turn us from the traditional waiting.
到今天我们实际真实的里面。
To practical true truth.
因为这位神的儿子今天已经来到。
Because this Son of God has already come.
就像使徒保罗所说，他说按圣善的灵说，从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
As Paul says, by the Holy Spirit, he has been raised from death, revealing he is the Son of God.
让我们今天我们能够看到他就是神的儿子。
That today we may see He is the Son of God.
我们的盼望希望就是焦点在这里。
Our hope focus is on Him.
是的，其他我们需要医治。
Yes, we need other things like healing.
我们需要其他的释放。
We need other relief.
我们生活上的需要，我们也是向神求。
We need the needs of our life to be fulfilled.
但是我们要能够看见他是神的儿子。
But we need to see He is the Son of God.
我们知道耶稣他还没出来传道说教的时候，
You know, before Jesus came out to preach,
他也在旷野里面有四十天的就是试探。
He was in the wilderness, had 40 days of temptation.
我们知道那魔鬼来到他面前，一个问题就是试。
We know the devil came to him, the first question.
你若是神的儿子，
If you are son of God,
可以吩咐这些石头变成食物，
You can turn these stone into bread.
你若是神的儿子，
If you are son of God,
其实那试探人的已经知道他是神的儿子，
But that tempter actually knows he is the son of God.
他也可以把石头变成食物，
And he could have turned stone into bread.
但是我们知道耶稣却回答说，
But Jesus responded,
人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
Man does not live on bread alone, but on everything out of the mouth of God.
所以我们知道这位神的儿子他已经来到这世上。
So we know this Son of God has already come to this earth.
而且他为我们的罪，他被挂在十字架上。
He was hanged on the cross for our sins.
我相信约翰他是最了解的。
I know John knew it very well.
因为他是经常在主胸前的那位。
Because he's the one always in the breast of the Lord.
在主钉了十字架以后，也复活以后，我相信他最能够描述谁是神的儿子。
After Jesus was resurrected, I believe he's the one that can best describe.
因为我们看一下他所写的书信里面，他怎么描述这位神的儿子。
Because if we see his epistles, how he described this Son of God.
我们先看一下约翰一书第四章第十五节。
First John chapter 4 verse 15.
这边说，凡认耶稣为神儿子的，神就住在他里面，他也住在神里面。
If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in him and he in God.
在第同样一本书第五章第五节，
Same book, chapter 5, verse 5.
胜过世界的是谁呢？
Who is it that overcomes the world?
不是那信耶稣是神儿子吗？
Only he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God.
甚至到了第九节啊，第五章第九节到第十二节。
In verse 9 through 12.
因神的见证是为他的儿子做的，信神儿子的就有这见证在他心里。
God has given the testimony. Anyone who believes in the Son of God has this testimony in his heart.
这见证就是神赐给我们永生，这永生也是在他儿子 里面。
And this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son.
人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life.
我想这是写的最清楚了。
It is very clearly described.
我们有神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
We have the Son of God, we have life. If we do not have the Son of God, we do not have life.
很多时候我们求神开我们的眼睛。
Many times we ask God to open our eyes.
我们看到只是要看到一些帮助从何而来。
We only see the needs we have. We need help.
让我们能够看到他是那位神的儿子。
May we see that he is the Son of God.
就像当初天使跟玛利亚所说的。
As the angels told Mary,
圣灵要借着你身上至高者的能力要荫庇你，因此你要生的圣者必称为神的儿子。
Almighty shall overshadow you, the one.You will be given birth to his. He shall be called the Son of God.
还有一位就是一位黑人的啊，可以说是他们国家的啊财政部长。
There is a finance minister.
是从啊Ethiopia 就是埃及阿伯来的。
He come from Ethiopia.
有一次腓力。也是被圣灵感动，就说你去跟他解释他所看的圣经。
Once Philip was moved by the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit told him, "Go and explain him about the scripture."
我们知道他说他看，但是他看不懂。
And he read it, but he couldn't understand it.
但是腓力跟他解说以后，他心就相信。
But after Philip explained to him, he believed.
他说我信耶稣基督是神的儿子。
He said, I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
这是在《使徒行传》第八章三十七节所描述的。
It's in Acts chapter 8, verse 37.
刚刚有人祷告的时候提到，就是他被举起来的时候，我们人就归向他。
Earlier, the prayer mentions, when he is lifted up, all men shall come to him.
我们知道他被举起来以前，他也经过审判。
We know before he was lifted up, he went throughpersecution.
就是那大祭司问他说，我指着永生神叫你启示告诉我，你是神的儿子基督不是？
And the high priest says, are you the Son of God?
那我们知道耶稣他回答说，你说的是。
Jesus said, yes.
然后这件事情就变成了他们控告他的把柄。
And that became the cause of their persecution.
但是主耶稣他被举起来的时候，
But when Jesus is lifted up,
他快断气的时候，他这样的喊。
Before he gave up his breath, he cried.
以罗伊，以罗伊，拉玛撒巴各大尼，翻出来就是我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
My God, my God, why have thou forsaken me?
我们知道他喊完以后就断了气。
And we know after that he gave up his breath.
谁是听到这句话信的主呢？
Who heard this and believed?
百夫长。
The centurion. The centurion.
他是执行官，死刑的执行官。
He is the executor of that death sentence.
结果他信了。
But he believed.
结果你说他怎么说呢？
What did he say?
他说这人真是神的儿子。
This man indeed is the Son of God.
这不是一个讽刺的话。
That's not a sarcastic word.
这是从他心里面出来的话。
That is out of his heart.
我们看到神他借着这个瞎子 让他今天能够得医治。
We see that God could heal this blind man.
今天他也要让我们能够在灵里面也能够看见他。
He wants us today in spirit could see him.
他是那位能够拯救你的神。
He is the one that can save you.
当我们有难处需要他的时候，让我们喊出来是这位主耶稣基督。
When we need help, may what we call out is this Lord Jesus.
我们不是在喊大卫的子孙了。
We're not calling the son of David.
因为他已经来到。
Because he has already come.
我们可以直接喊他主耶稣基督。
We can directly call him Lord Jesus.
你可以救我。
You can save me.
愿这个成为我们一生的帮助。
May this be the help of our life.
也是我们一生能够看见的。
And the sight of our life.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
恩主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
实在是你今天借着这瞎子的故事，再次提醒我们。
Today, through the story of the blind man, you remind us.
你不只是医治了这个瞎子能够看见。
Not only you healed him so that he could see.
你要让他看见今天站在他前头的就是神的儿子。
But even more, you want him to see who stands before him is the Son of God.
我们愿意像这位瞎子一样说主啊我信。
We are willing to like this blind man say Lord I believe.
而且拜他。
And then worship him.
主，我们不愿意像那法利赛人站在旁边。
We don't want to be like the Pharisees stand aside.
他们以为已经看见了。
They thought they have seen.
但是他们心里面的眼睛却瞎了。
But their eyes in their hearts are blind.
他们的不信就是他们的罪。
Their unbelief is their sin.
主，就求你的宝血涂抹我们的罪。
Lord, may your precious blood cleanse our sins.
所以我们能够清楚地看见你。
That we can clearly see you.
你就是我们的神。
You are our God.
你就是我们的主。
You are our Lord.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主给我们的话语。
Thank the Lord.